So everyone tells you how they hate outlining. And you don't need anyone to tell you. You know you hate it. Hate it with a vengeance. Well, there is a reason why your hate runs so deep. And once you know why you hate it, you can forgive it. All will be well again. Or will it? Let's find out. The crazy link between outlining and skeletons. I have never really hated outlines, yet most people do. They hate outlines with a passion, and there is a reason why this hate is so infectious. Outlines are just plain boring. Few things in life are as tedious as outlines. So if you take an article outline, it kind of looks like this. What, why, how, when, objections, summary, examples, and a start and finish. But if you take an outline for a workshop, the outline looks remarkably similar. Same for a podcast, video, or presentation. The same boring, monotonous structure seems to pop up time and time again. Pretty much like skeletons. Look at the skeleton of human beings, and sure, some are taller, some shorter, wider, narrower. But the boredom does set in, doesn't it? They all look like skeletons. And that's their role. They're supposed to hold your body together. It's a framework. It has to stay firm, hold the body together, and function without too much drama. If you start getting super creative with skeletons, you have more than an itty-bitty problem. When we write outlines, we also assume they are boring. But if you look at over 500 articles I've written, the podcasts I've done, the videos, workshops, etc., you can't detect the sameness. And that's because you're not seeing the skeleton at all. Because once you write an article, once you finish a podcast, they've put layers on. Like flesh, to begin with. And then clothes, hair, shoes, accessories. You get the drift, don't you? Those layers are what makes one article different from the other. Those layers make this podcast sound similar yet different from the previous one you heard. But at the very core, the skeleton and the outline has the same function. It works very, very hard at being boring, at being almost rigid. Little change, some modifications, but for the most part, predictable. And did we mention it? Boring. It's because of this boredom factor that we can put an outline together on a post-it. That we don't need some fancy RAM-injected computer, a pen, a tiny piece of paper, and the outline comes together. Or outlines. People don't care for skeletons. Or outlines, for that matter. That doesn't change a thing. I love outlines. It helps me write better, create better content, and get faster.